This week I published results from our spring survey on WHQR.org and included a chart of all of our programs from most popular to least. When we shared this story on Facebook, Jonathan Truns posed this question: any trends in the comment box, like, please bring back Prairie Home Companion? Well, I found some support for that. Out of 417 respondents, 7 people voiced support for either Garrison Keillor or Prairie Home. It's difficult to say when people say bring back Prairie Home whether they mean the old show with Garrison or the new show. For example, Nina wrote, I miss Prairie Home Companion. Now, we know that Garrison is gone and is not coming back. Anonymous specified that he or she specifically meant the current show. We'll continue to monitor the reaction. Some samples. Jessica wrote, I loathe Garrison Keillor. Don't miss Prairie Home at all. I hate hearing Writer's Almanac. I hate Sunday Baroque, too. Something about the harpsichord just irks me. Steve wrote, can we get reruns of Prairie Home Companion? I'm afraid the answer to that is no. Anonymous wrote, I really miss A Prairie Home Companion and have been streaming the new program on WUNC instead of listening to WHQR on Saturday evenings. Garrison Keillor is hard to replace, but Chris Thiele is doing a good job of bringing great musical guests and tailoring the show to his strengths. It's much better than Thistle and Shamrock or Across the Blue Ridge, shows that would be better later in the evening. Here are some survey results and reactions about other topics. Donna wrote, I love the NPR One smartphone app and listen to it all the time. I like that I can access old shows to listen over and over, or when it's convenient if a show airs when I'm not able to listen. For the local station, I'd prefer all music on the music station and all talk on the talk station. And by the way, in addition to the NPR One app, our new WHQR app is available on both iPhone and Android phones. Carrie wrote, sorry to see Steve leave. I'm going out on a limb here and assume she means me. Thanks, Kay. Anonymous wrote, the weekend comedy shows are awful. I think in general WHQR news is great. Anne wrote, WHQR is on in the car constantly, and I will stay in the car to hear the end of a segment. One suggestion, at the end of an interview, it would help if the host would give the name of the guest. Anne, you're absolutely correct, and this is not merely a bugaboo of mine and yours. It's just good radio. Linda wrote, I love having the option of 2 stations. Anonymous wrote, we in Southport still feel like an orphan. Our beloved classical music, so available until a few years ago, is now hit or miss. Folks, we feel your pain and are working on a solution for you. We can't announce anything definite yet, but work continues. Anonymous wrote, programming changes made a couple of years ago were huge improvements to me. Until then, I listened to WNC most of the time. Podcasts I love not listed, The Moth, TED Radio Hour, Hidden Brain, Snap Judgment, Invisibilia. Anonymous wrote, so glad to have both. Programming is great, but you could reach out more to younger 30 to 50 audience and hip old folks. Old folks are hipper than ever. I, for one, am glad to hear that. Sharon wrote, it's the only acceptable station in Wilmington. I've lived here 25 years. Well, we'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. Try out the new WHQR smartphone app, and as always, thanks for your feedback.